It's your girl, Growly Little Bee, and I'm coming to you live from this very adorable love seat. I should get a green love seat. Anyways, I'm still procrastinating, so let's do this. I saw this questionnaire from Hard and Long, and I was like, fuck yeah. So let's do this. So the questionnaire is, what outfits do you use to express yourself? What outfits do you like to see most on a potential partner? And so for yourself, do you have a particular style you stick to, or do you mix it up depending on occasion? I guess you can go with... do I have a particular style? I guess I just go for comfort. I call it the casual slut. I like sweaters. I love sweaters. Not super great to love sweaters in Los Angeles, but whatever. Love tank tops. I love shorts. I love, you know, try to look somewhat, I try to have some semblance of style, day by day, but most of the time I don't. So, sometimes look like a librarian when I wear my long flowy skirts. So that's totally what I aim for, actually. So, 2, do you have specific work/home attire? Do you dress differently on weekend? Actually, I'm gonna answer this first part because it's like 3 questions in one. Do you have specific work/home attire? Work, I just like to wear things that I don't mind getting dirty. Things that, like, if I get something on them, I'm not gonna fucking care that much about. I need to be able to move in the clothes that I wear to work, so that's basically it. Usually leggings of some kind, sweater I don't like that much. Home attire? Usually, like, yoga pants or something, or if nobody's home, no pants, because fuck wearing pants. Do you dress differently on weekends/nights out? I dress differently on nights out, a little nicer, because I don't want to embarrass my friends. Weekends, probably not. I think I wear my pajamas like all day Saturday, and then I actually wear clothes on Sundays. How often do you dress formally, and how much effort do you put into it? I dress formally like last year I only dressed formally 3 times. But when I do, I put like a ton of fucking effort into it. I spend a really long time doing my makeup. Love eyeshadow. So, takes me about, like, minimum 1.5 hours for makeup. And everything else, I go all out. I use body scrubs, like, y'all don't even fucking know. I smell really fucking, I mean, I always smell nice, but, I smell like goddamn Sephora, when I dress formally. Right, using my super expensive vanilla perfume. I put a ton of effort into it when I dress formally. I try not to look like shit. 3, would you consider yourself low or high maintenance? I mean, like, emotionally I'm a high maintenance ass bitch. But I guess like style wise very low maintenance. Do you have accessories that go with your outfits? Yeah, I do. Necklaces that I have this necklace that I always wear. My friend gave it to me for my birthday this year. Or there's a choker that has like a little charm that I always wear. Purses, I like purses. I have a lot of purses. Or I guess I should say bags. Some of them are like tote bags and canvas bags and like backpacks. Cause I'm a student, so I fucking love backpacks. Are you a MUA? No, I'm not. I can barely do eyeshadow, which is why it takes me forever to do it. Do you do your own hair, nails, etc., or go to a professional? I don't go to professional because, again, a student, so I am diggity-diggity broke most of the fucking time. Nails, I have a family member that does nails, so whenever we see each other, she just does mine for free. But, yeah, I paint my own nails. That's about it, though. I do my own hair, which has not been super great for me, but I went to a semi-professional to cut my hair the other day, and that was nice. My hair looks really bouncy and curly. I like it at this length. 4. How much of what you do to make yourself presentable do you feel you're doing for yourself and others? It can vary depending on the different scenarios above. A lot of what I do is for me. I mean, I'm not putting on this lipstick or this eyeshadow for a random asshole in the corner. I'm doing it because it makes me feel nice, because I like feeling like I'm glowing. But like, if I am going out, then yeah, I do put a little more effort because I'm trying not to like look terrible compared to whoever I'm with. Do you dress differently for sexual things, solo or with others? What types of clothing makes you feel sexiest? I love reading questions like that. I dress different. Oh yeah, I dress differently for sexual things. Solo, I just strip down naked, so that's that. With others, I don't wear underwear. I don't wear a bra. I just wear things that I can take off and on really easily, because if we're doing it, we're fucking doing it. So, what types of clothing makes you feel sexiest? There's this dress that I have that I've had since high school. I'm aging myself. I'm not aging myself. I'm not that old. To anyone that's listening, that's like, bitch, you're not even that fucking old. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, grandpa and grandma. I'm sorry, that was rude. Yeah, this little dress. The style is called skater, so it's like a little shorter than it should be. It's got this, like, it's floral and it's got pockets. And yeah, dresses make me feel sexy. Heels make me feel sexy. Okay, so others. 1, what types of outfits do you find sexiest on an SO? I hit that. Ooh, is it okay? It's okay. Okay. What do I find sexiest on an SO? I'm gonna be honest. They come in from work looking like 10 different types of hell. Fucking sweat sticking to their work shirt. That gets me going. So, it doesn't matter what they wear as long as they're comfortable. But I love suits on men like so much. Oh my fucking god, that shit makes me weak. Whew, get myself worked up. 2, what types of outfits do you find yourself fantasizing about? Suits. Oh my god, suits. Fucking love suits. What is the least appealing outfit someone you like could wear? Alright. Okay. Boating shoes. Like salmon khakis, those cut, you know, those shorts. Polo shirt and a Make America Great Again hat. If they honestly, like, if you're like wearing stupid graphic t-shirts when you're like, I don't know, I'm not super into like dumbass graphic shirts, like make me sound or some stupid sexist bullshit like that. Honestly, if it says something sexist or if it just doesn't, I don't know, like, I don't, least appealing, I don't know. Would be an automatic turnoff. Anything Make America Great Again. Yeah. 4, would you prefer certain outfits to stay on during intercourse, or would you want them to take them off of your partner? Have your partner take yours off of you? If I'm wearing a dress, I would love to keep that on. So, just flip that skirt up around my waist and just go to town. For them, I would just love to undress them. So, yeah. 5, would seeing someone you don't have sexual desire for, family, close friend, etc., in an outfit that you find sexy make you feel weird, or does your mind just filter it out? Ew, my mind just filters it out. That's so gross. It would not make me feel weird. I'd be like, oh, they look nice. But that's not it. Yeah. Okay, so that was it, and yeah, so this is your girl Growly, and I hope you enjoyed Hard and Long's little outfit questionnaire.